So a Jehovah's Witness comes knocking on your door. What questions should you ask? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, Jehovah's Witnesses are certainly sincere, but how do we talk with each other without talking past each other?
John, we both claim to love God and follow His word, but Jehovah's Witnesses follow the teaching of the Watchtower Society. They claim the Watchtower is the faithful servant or discreet slave from Matthew 24. But we need to ask, what authority do they have to interpret Scripture and deliver God's truth to His people? According to Deuteronomy 18, false prophecy is a sign of a false prophet, and the Watchtower has made numerous false prophecies, which disqualifies them as God's spokesman.
Which takes us to the year 1914, a very significant year for this Watchtower issue. Talk about it, Alec.
1914 is the ultimate example of how Jehovah's Witnesses are guilty of glaring contradictions in Watchtower publications. Without going into the spurious way they arrive at this date, the Watchtower said 1914 was going to be the end of the age and the coming of God's kingdom. But it wasn't. Then they said 1914 was going to be the beginning of the end, and this generation would not pass away before the end, but they have, and they did. Now they're saying the 1914 generation will overlap with the generation that will see the end.
So how can their faith survive total contradictions and just constant revisions?
Jehovah's Witnesses claim old light is superseded by new light, but 1914 demonstrates the Watchtower is not bringing people light, it's keeping them in darkness.
Thank you, Alec, for pointing us to the light of the world, Jesus Himself. Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.